if you're not speaking to him, just talking about him, you'd say the job is for him, okay? If it's a friend of yours and you're coming over to see me, you say,
let's go.
Let's just say it's two of you. You'd say, he would say,
okay. He and I went to see.
Oh, okay. If you knock at the door and they say, who's there? They know your voice, and so you say,
it's me.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you say, he is not as tall
as I am.
Okay. Alright. Comparing how tall you are again, you say, I'm not
as tall as he is.
Okay. Comparing how well you can do something, you say, he can do it better than
I can.
Okay. If a man had been running for 2 miles and had to stop, you'd say, 2 miles is he could go.
2 miles is as far as he could go.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say,
it's mine.
If it belongs to both of us, you say,
it's ours.
To them,
it's theirs.
And to him,
it's his.
And to her,
it's hers.
Okay. People have been to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them,
don't go yet. Stay a little while longer.
Okay, and then what do you just have to leave and you say?
Goodbye, see you tomorrow.
Have you ever heard, would you say this one or just this one that's going, y'all come back? Would you ever say that?
Y'all come back. Y'all come back.
What does that mean? Is that just sort of
means for collectively you all come back?
Okay, that's kind of a common greeting. Mm-hmm. Now, if somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about their wraps, you would say,
where's your coat?
Okay. Asking about people at the party, you'd say, had been there. You'd say, you're going to ask who's at the party. You say, at a party. If I had a party, you wouldn't know who'd been there. What would you ask?
Who all was there?
When you were asking about all the speakers' remarks, everything said, you might say,
what did he say? What all was said?
Okay. If there's no one else will look out for them, you say they've got to look out for
themselves.
Okay. If no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it
himself.
Okay. What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread.
Okay. What kinds of bread do you eat or you heard about?
White bread, rye bread, cornbread, wheat bread, whole wheat bread.
Okay. What do you call the, you said cornbread there, what kind of, what other kinds of bread are made from cornmeal that you can make up besides cornbread? What is
cornbread?
How
do
you make it?
I couldn't tell you the flour, eggs, and shortening. Pepper and salt. Whatever makes it right.
Yeah, yeast. If there are two kinds of bread, the homemade bread and the kind that you buy at the store, what do you call the kind of
store-bought bread?
Okay. What are those things you buy that have holes in it or fries?
Donut.
Okay. What do you make, eat in the morning, breakfast sometimes, that you cook on a flat pan and flap them?
The pancakes.
Okay, do you call anything else?
Hot cakes or flapjacks.
Okay. If you went to the store to buy two sacks of flour, each one has a pound, you'd have
2 pounds.
Okay. What would you use to make the bread? What would you use to make the bread rise if it's not baking powder or soda? Structure the white.
Yeast.
What's the inside part of the egg?
The yolk.
Okay, what are the two parts of the egg?
It's the yolk and the white. Yellow and the white.
Okay.
And the shell.
If you cook the eggs in hot water, what do you call them?
Call them boiled eggs.
Okay, if you crack them and let them fall out of shells into hot water, what kind are they?
Poached eggs.
Okay. Fat salt pork is called what?
Bacon.